You know, many of us who struggle with the concept of sin and judgment and the consequences of sin and the notion of hell, it will make a whole lot more sense to us once we see God as he really is. The God to whom the angels cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." When we see that, all of a sudden a lot of our questions about sin, how could a loving God allow anyone to go to hell? Well, you know what? The angels, I think, ask a different question. How could a holy God let anyone go to heaven? That's the real question. Jacob I have loved and Esau I have hated in Romans 9 through 11. In this huge struggle. I remember reading that as a young Christian. I just agonized over that. I couldn't understand. Of course God would love Jacob, but why would he hate Esau? Well, Esau, like all humanity, is a sinner. The remarkable thing is not that God would hate sinners. It's that he would love sinners. That's the thing that should blow us away. We should marvel at the grace of God that he would actually love sinners. It should be self-evident. Where else would sinners go than hell? Well, how much did God desire us and desire to make a way for us to go to heaven? Did he just stay at a distance and say, "Oh, well, I created them and now they can just all go to hell"? Is that what he did? No. He went to the cross. He took upon himself the hell we deserve in order to give us forever the heaven we do not deserve. Let's get it straight. Let's get our theology straight and stop struggling in some of the areas that are based upon a wrong set of assumptions. Those in heaven will never again carry the burden of that wrong set of assumptions that twists our thinking.